WRKC is proud to present a new weekly drama, The Adventures of Harry Flynn. The Adventures of Harry Flynn is written, performed, and directed by King's students. We now present our fourth episode, Butterfly.
It was the end of a quiet, caseless week. To my surprise, I was really enjoying the time off at one of my favorite locales, Glenn's. I couldn't do much with my crushed hand suffered from rescuing a kidnapped girl from the mob. One thing I could do was knock back shots.
Wow, would you look at that.
What is it?
Bailey B. Tanner's just walked in.
The boxer?
Yeah, and he doesn't look good. Bottle of vodka. How about we start with a shot? I appreciate your concern. Bottle. You got it.
Hey, you're B. Tanner's.
Get away from me. Here you go.
You're gonna need more than that to forget about your sorry performance tonight.
Get out of my bar. I don't need no trouble.
Oh, come on, Glenn.
Out.
I lost a lot of money on that fight tonight.
Am I going to have to literally throw you out?
I'm going.
After things had calmed down, I could finally gain an appreciation for just how built this man was. Bailey Tanner's was truly a man among boys, at least doubling my weight, all without an ounce of fat on him. He was surprisingly soft-spoken and nursed the bottle Glenn got him all night. After a while, he began to confide in me. I think solely because I was the closest to him and he needed to vent to somebody.
I was cheated tonight.
Harry?
Barry. I was cheated tonight, Barry. There's no way Mickey Ostrowski beat me clean. I've mopped the floor with him a bunch of times. I just know it. I don't know how, but it was fixed.
You can't win them all, Bailey.
But I'm sure I can win them all where Mickey's my opponent. I need to know what his secret is, how he did it.
Maybe I can be of assistance. I'm a private investigator, and I'd be glad to check it out for you.
You're hired, Barry.
Actually,
thank you so much.
There were a lot of people in the city that followed amateur boxing with a passion, but I wasn't one of them. I had to get some more information on the fight and who this Mickey Ostrowski is before I can even begin to suspect foul play. I headed over to the ring where Bailey and Mickey fought just 24 hours earlier and found the ring order Clyde, a broad-shouldered man with graying hair, more than willing to talk about the fight.
This was the upset of the ages, let me tell you.
Wish I could have been there to see it.
Yeah, it was a chance in a million. Mickey was on his game, but he wasn't, but there's more to it. Mickey was just fighting like he was destined to win. Kid just didn't give up. The longer the match went on, the better Mickey looked. Just crazy. What happened to your hand?
It's nothing. Is there anyone else here who saw the fight?
Oh, for sure. B's manager, Jimmy Davis, is training with his other boxers. That's him with the hat.
I directed my attention to the ring, where Jimmy Davis stood wearing an overcoat and a fedora. Several boxing hopefuls sparred in front of him, but Jimmy only occasionally watched, obviously more concerned with the newspaper than anything they might have to offer. I made my way over to him, trying my best to come off as a fan. Jimmy Davis?
I'm busy.
No, you don't understand. I'm a big fan. Jeez, that was the best I could do. I gotta get better at lying.
Well, what do you want?
I love watching B fight, but that fight the other night, he just didn't seem like himself.
He's getting old.
He doesn't look that old.
He's 24. He's past his prime.
How does somebody as great as Bailey just suddenly become washed up?
I don't like your tone, buddy. Bailey was one of the best boxers I've ever trained. Now I've only got these schmucks to try to hit the lottery again. We done here? I'm at work.
Thanks for your time.
Yep. I'll be back with another up-and-comer soon. Just because Bailey's done doesn't mean I am. I'll see you around.
I did some more asking around, but I still couldn't find any solid information on the fight. All the evidence pointed toward the fight of Mickey's life, and it looked like all I could do was give Bailey my condolences on the fight and credit it as a minor miracle. Still, it would be nice to get Mickey's opinion on the fight, if only I could find him. I decided to call Carolyn to see if she knew anything about Mickey.
Hello?
Hi, Carolyn?
Harry, just because you're not working doesn't mean I'm not.
I know, Carolyn, but it turns out I actually am working.
How's your hand?
It's fine. Listen, what can you tell me about Mickey Ostrowski?
Don't recognize the name. What'd he do?
Oh, nothing criminal. He won a big boxing match the other day.
Oh, Mickey Ostrowski, yeah.
Where can I find him?
He lives over on Clay Street.
You're the best, Carolyn.
I know.
Now, where can I find you later?
How about your old steady, Glenn's?
Sounds great. About 7?
Sure. See you then.
I had a few hours until then, so I figured I could make the drive across town to Clay Street to pay Mickey a visit. Although it was... Deborah?
No, this isn't Deborah.
What are you doing here?
Well, without case papers to file, I thought I'd catch up on some... I'm not Deborah.
Deborah?
Yes?
Why are you acting so strange?
You like her, don't you?
No, it's purely professional.
Sure it is.
I didn't have time for Deborah's antics, and especially with Glenn's in the works at 7. I arrived at a hole in the wall on Clay Street where Mickey Ostrowski called home.
Where are you going, Mick?
Might be another girl.
You're not a girl.
No, I'm not.
What are you doing?
Nothing. I'm coming back.
Wait, I'll spare you the story so you can get back to your activities. Just tell me, how did you beat Bailey?
Brother, I have no idea. The boxing gods were on my side. I've lost to Bailey 4 times, and I thought it was going to be 5. If I made it to the 4th round, it would have been a success. But I won! I won!
Mickey!
Gotta go. Fame sure is nice.
So, Mickey didn't give you anything?
7 p.m. on a Saturday night. This makes 3 nights in a row at Glenn's. I should just forward my earnings to Glenn already. No, Carolyn, if the match was fixed, Mickey had nothing to do with it. He was just as shocked as the next guy that he won the fight. And he was in it.
Bailey just lost, fair and square.
I'm beginning to think you're right. Just then, Bailey walked into Glenn's, followed by who I presume to be his girlfriend. I didn't want to ruin his night, but I felt like I should tell him the news, or lack thereof. Excuse me, Carolyn. Bailey!
Oh, Jacqueline, this is my friend Barry Flynn. He's been looking into the fight.
Oh, the one where you were set up?
Well, actually, I found nothing to support that. Bailey, I'm sorry, but you just lost that fight, honestly.
No, he didn't. I've seen every one of Bailey's fights, and he's never lost like that. Not once. My Bailey's a champion.
Well, now I'm a champion without a manager.
What?
Jimmy dropped me. Said I'm washed up. Gotta find young talent.
You're 24.
Don't remind me.
That Jimmy Davis was never any good. He's behind this. I know it.
I already talked to him. He maintained...
Well, you're going to talk to him again, or else Bailey's gonna spend all his time in this damn bar drowning himself. Like a loser.
Yeah. Only losers spend all their time and money here.
Watch it, Harry.
That's sarcasm, Glenn. All right, Jacqueline. I'll try again tomorrow.
We'll return for the exciting conclusion of Butterfly, but first, a word from our sponsors.
Hey there, kiddies! Enjoying yet another exciting episode of the wildly successful radio drama The Adventures of Harry Flynn?
Yeah!
Don't you want to be just like him when you grow up?
Yeah, yeah!
Well, now you can. New from Kitty Co. Inc. Limited comes the Harry Flynn Jr. Detective Kit.
Yay!
That's right. The Harry Flynn Jr. Detective Kit comes complete with a miniature packet of cigarettes, 3 complimentary hotel-sized bottles of liquor, and your own miniature pistol. Now I can act just like Harry Flynn!
How do you use this thingy?
Ugh.
Oopsie.
Mary, call the ambulance.
And if you order now, we'll throw in the official Harry Flynn thesaurus. Want to talk like Harry? Well, now you can.
Hi, Mom. Can I have a PB&J with a gin and chaser? Make it snappy.
What has gotten into you? Give me that book. I don't want you reading it anymore.
Damn.
The Harry Flynn Jr. Detective Kit. Available from all Kitty Co. Inc. Limited stores across the nation. Warning, not for use with children.
We now return to the exciting conclusion of The Adventures of Harry Flynn.
I sat in my office with the gin and tonic I specifically chose to help me fight this morning's hangover. Yeah, it doesn't make sense, but it helps. I yanked my coat on to head down to the boxing ring again when I heard a familiar voice screeching playfully at me.
So, Harry?
Not right now, Deborah.
Aw, did poor Mr. Flynn's date not go too well last night?
For God's... It was 2 professional people having a couple of drinks together. Professionally. Nothing more. I don't have time for this.
Maybe you can meet her again tonight.
Can't. She's working late tonight. She mentioned it in passing. With that stunning rebuttal, I stormed out of the office. I needed to get a new secretary. For now, though, I had business at the boxing ring. Or, at very least, business poking around at the boxing ring. It was just afternoon when I got there, so there wasn't a whole lot of activity. I started off with something familiar. Clyde was watching a pair sparring with a cigar in his mouth and a far-off look on his face. Clyde, can I have a word?
Yeah, sure thing. Bailey's friend, Barry, right?
Actually, yeah, Barry's fine. What do you think of this thing with the bee?
It's a shame. Damn shame. Figured he had a good year or 2 left in him. I didn't retire till I was 27, but we kept in better shape those days.
You were a boxer.
Sure. I still like to think I am. It's not just standing in a ring punching the hell out of someone. There's an honesty to it. You can trust a man who boxed.
Huh. Yeah, sure. I think the same thing. Never could fully trust non-boxers.
You boxed?
I probably could have just stopped there, but some little detective instinct kicked in. Oh, yeah, up until I busted my hand. I've had to keep it wrapped up ever since.
Huh. Must have been a heck of an injury.
Yeah. Involved a forklift. And a boat.
Huh. Sorry to hear it. Sounds like a sudden retirement.
Yeah. How common are those?
What do you mean?
Bailey. He lost one fight and suddenly he's convinced he's out and manager and a job.
That's Jimmy Davis for you. Best boxing trainer I've ever seen. Brings these slugs up from nothing, makes them into real men. Then he take a big upset and he's on to the next piece of meat.
No kidding.
It happens. He's not the only trainer like that. Look, I've got to get some work done.
Thanks, Clyde. I appreciate it. Hey, anyone else I can talk to about the match?
Sure. Why don't you talk to Ted? He reffed it.
I thanked Clyde for his help and went to talk to Ted. Unfortunately, I didn't exactly go about it in the most diplomatic manner. How fishy was the match with Bailey and Mickey?
All right, I've taken enough crap about this. Yeah, Mickey should have lost. Yeah, Bailey's out of his league. But I called it fair. Now get out of my face.
Hey now, friend! I wasn't pointing fingers at you, just wondering if there was any way it could have been fixed.
Bailey wouldn't throw a fight.
Oh, I just meant...
It's boxing. How do you fix a boxing fight?
Huh. You've kind of got a point.
Good. Now go home unless you've got business.
Just gotta talk to Jimmy.
Aren't you a little old to start boxing?
Another pile of nothing. I told myself if I couldn't get something out of Jimmy Davis, I was done. Maybe have myself a drink, ring up Carolyn, or maybe just spend a couple of hours at Glenn's. Jimmy was nose deep in his paper while a couple of guys pounded each other with big red gloves. Hey, got a minute, Jimmy?
Depends. What's the biggest legal shotgun?
18 gauge?
E-I-G-H-T-E... Never was good at these crosswords. But all I've got are useless mugs that won't get anywhere beyond this ring. Shame, isn't it? Bailey lost to a rube like Mickey. He's washed up. Not to mention ancient. You know he's pushing 25 this March.
You don't think it could have just been a bad day? Maybe Mickey was on his game.
Nah, this kind of thing doesn't just happen. Bailey's washed up. He's useless to me. And unless you know a 14-letter word for the world's oldest religion, you're useless to me, too. Scram.
One last thing. Is there a bathroom around here?
Clyde's office. J-E-W-I-S... Ah!
I made my way toward Clyde's office, surreptitiously picking up Jimmy's duffel bag on the way. I slipped into the office and locked myself in his bathroom. I opened Jimmy's duffel bag and started picking stuff out of it. Most of it was pretty much what I'd expected. A couple of extra shirts, a set of boxing gloves, a roster of his clients... Then a slip of paper with a list of numbers on them that didn't make any sense to me. No labels or writing other than the numbers themselves. That and a bit of yellowish material that would just about fit over the back of my fist. I brought the duffel bag out to Clyde's office and made a quick call.
Hello?
Carolyn, thank God you're there.
Harry, I'm working.
But I need your help. Please?
All right, make it quick.
I've got some numbers for you. 2 and 14 with a 1. 3 and 9 with a 2. 3 and 11 with a 2. 2 and 12 with a 6.
Harry, this is useless. What are these numbers?
That's what I'm asking you. It's something with amateur boxing, probably.
Oh, why didn't you say so beforehand? The first two of each set are odds, for gambling, and the third of each set is the number of rounds it lasted.
Wait, how do you know?
Because those are Mickey Ostrowski's numbers. I lost $80 on him last week. Wish I'd bet for him against Bailey. 1 in 45 odds. Bet a couple of guys got real rich on that one.
Carolyn... You're amazing. I'm taking you out for drinks tonight.
Harry, I'm working.
Tomorrow. Saturday. Whenever you're free. I've got to go. I finished up my business on the phone with a ring to Officer Spinelli to give me 5 minutes and head to the boxing ring before grabbing the boxing gloves from Jimmy's bag and walking out to the main floor. I found Clyde again, staring at a couple of young bucks practicing.
Hey, Barry. Still hanging around?
Yeah. Thought I'd enjoy a bit of watching to remind me of the old days.
I hear you. Things have changed so much, haven't they? But one thing stays the same. Boxing. I remember my first match like it was yesterday. He's a rookie who outweighed me 2 times easy. Managed to stay in 2 rounds, but hey, that's how it is. If I could put what I know into my body at 18...
Don't you know it? If I could dodge and hit people like I could then, without the young and stupid, that'd sure be good. But with my hand, I can box maybe once a month. Been saving mine for the right moment.
Looking to spend it? I could use a bit of physical reminiscing, and it looks like you've got your gloves ready.
Thought you'd never ask. Here. I tossed him Jimmy's gloves and grabbed a pair from a shelf before hopping into the ring. After a couple of quick practice punches, I turned to Clyde. He had the gloves on now, and I gestured for him.
Feels different after all these years. Could have sworn the gloves were heavier.
Come on, let's show these kids how it's done. As Clyde came toward me, it hit me that he had spent years boxing, and it was my first day. Then he hit me. His padded fist hit my stomach, and it was like being slapped with a pillow. Then another came to the ribs. I could tell he was trying hard, but the hits just weren't counting for anything. I moved with him best I could, just absorbing hit after hit. My few jabs were blocked easily, but it wasn't about the hits. After 7 minutes of swinging, Clyde held up his hands.
Jeez, you're a regular brick wall, aren't you? What'd they call you, Barry the Brick?
Actually, they called me Harry Flynn, Private Eye, and I've never boxed a day in my life.
What are you, made of steel?
No, but I think if you take a look at those gloves, you'll find they aren't regulation.
Why trick me into a boxing match I can't win?
Don't worry, you're the second one it's worked on this week. I found those gloves in Jimmy's bag, and I'll put good money on it Bailey used those last match without knowing it. He didn't have a chance. Mickey was hitting hard, but Bailey may as well have been not trying. It'd take a tank to hit hard with those on.
So, Jimmy...
Seems like it. Let me just see if I can convince him to take a ride down to the station with a friend of mine. I left the gloves with Clyde for safekeeping and made my way over to Jimmy.
You again? You got real business, or are you scramming?
Actually, real business. You see, Mickey Ostrowski wanted me to come down and see what kind of trainer you are, what kind of place you work in. You know, make sure you're good.
That's so. You got my proposal, then.
Yeah, and he'd like to work with you. Here, come on out to my car and we can finalize the paperwork. With a bit of grumbling, Jimmy agreed, and we walked out of the boxing ring to find Spinelli already parked outside.
What are the fuzz here for? I thought you said paperwork.
Unfortunately, the only paperwork you'll be doing is a written confession. We figured you out, Jimmy. No matter how much bad luck you've got, no trainer sees his star boxer go down in upsets as often as you do. I'm assuming you did them all the same way? Cut open the boxing gloves, take out the padding, and replace it with something just a little more padded. Make them nice and soft so there's no chance of taking their opponent down. Then you take up the new champion, train them for a while, and do it again.
Wait, Harry, he'd make more just managing a champion, right?
Yeah, what he said. This is ridiculous.
Oh yeah, training new boxers doesn't pay well, but betting on upsets does. Officer Spinelli, why don't you take this paper? It's the odds over the past 10 matches for Mickey Ostrowski, the new king of amateur boxing. Jimmy sets up these mismatched fights, bets on the underdog, and makes sure his guy is wearing the useless gloves. He rakes in a killing and gets back to work setting it up again.
So what? You can pin maybe one of these on me. But you're talking about ancient history, pal.
Jury might not think so. I'm sure you've cheated plenty of honest, hard-working citizens out of money with your cheap tricks. And fixing sports gambling is illegal, I'll remind you. I bet you go down for at least 10 counts of that after we fully investigate your managing style.
Drove with Spinelli as we took Jimmy Davis down to the station. After a while, he admitted everything. He pretty much had to. The evidence was too much, and he'd have just been found guilty anyway. Even so, the dealing took most of the rest of the day. By the time I got back to my office, it was already 7. I called Bailey and got no answer, so I figured I'd go to the next most likely spot, Glenn's. Hey, Glenn, Bailey here?
Yeah, I'm glad you're here. He's been sobbing over that beer for the last 40 minutes. I'm telling you, I got robbed. They tricked me. I could have been a contender. I could have been somebody.
Hey, Bailey, mind if I join you?
Barry, just here to tell me I screwed it up again?
Not exactly. It was your trainer. He set you up with bum mitts. Now he's sitting in county. End of the week, he'll probably be locked up proper.
You mean I didn't lose?
Exactly. The match results will be thrown out. They'll probably have you fight Mickey again, though I kind of think he'll lack the guts.
Oh, Barry, that's wonderful. How can I ever thank you?
Maybe you could cover drinks for the night. Thinking we both need them.
This has been The Adventures of Harry Flynn, presented by WRKC. This week's episode, Butterfly, was written by Mark Zurich, Brandon Leon Gambetta, and Lucas Tomasacci. Our cast today was Lucas Tomasacci as announcer, bargoer, Clyde, Spinelli, and enthusiastic person. Brandon Leon Gambetta as Harry Flynn. Mark Zurich as Glenn, Bailey, Ted, and husband. Drake Nestor as Jimmy, Mickey, Child One, and commercial announcer. Brandy George as Deborah, Floozy Number One, Jacqueline, and wife. And Elsbeth Williams as Carolyn, Floozy Number Two, and Child Number Two. If you'd like to write or perform in The Adventures of Harry Flynn, find us on Facebook.